Welcome to Caught Doing Something Good, a program that shines the spotlight on the positive attributes of youth in our community. This month, we talk to Kelsey Crissy, a Nome Belt student who is facing her senior year head on.
My name is Kelsey Crissy and I'm a senior. I've lived in Nome for about 8 years. Before that, I lived in Wells, Alaska.
Kelsey was nominated by one of her teachers, Suzanne Thomas, for her efforts in documenting a fall cross-country meet for the school yearbook. Kelsey describes the whirlwind experience in vivid detail.
Okay, so I got there and it was cold out. Like, it was cloudy and, not a day to be running in, but they did anyways. And I actually had work and I asked if I could go in late. So they let me do that. And I couldn't find Miss Thomas. So they said that they already had the camera. So I took the camera and then she came and she explained to me what to do. And taking the pictures were a lot of fun. Like the girls team, I went to the starting line and I ran back to the part where they pass by. And then for the boys, I just stood by the part where they pass by because running back and forth was too much. And it was a lot of fun though. Like it was a nice opportunity and it like made me think of photography a lot more because it's like fun to do.
It's Kelsey's first year trying out yearbook, but Miss Thomas felt completely confident in trusting Kelsey with the school's camera equipment. And as you might already have heard in her description of the event, that's because Kelsey doesn't let unknown or new situations intimidate her. Every moment is an opportunity to learn.
Yeah, it was like my first time, and it was kind of like all over the place. I wasn't sure what to do, but it worked out, and she really liked the photos I took.
Do you know like the exact number?
She said like 12,000, I think. I just kept going, and like they'd pass by, and I'm also doing like the yearbook page for cross country, and it's so hard to pick from which one because like they're all pretty good. This year was my first year trying it out, and at first I was like, I don't really know what to do or what we're doing, and I started out with doing articles, and then I went to go take pictures for the cross country, and she's like, hey, do you want to make the pages? I was like, okay, and she showed me how to edit the pictures, and I got one of the pages done.
Though photography in the field was a new experience for her, Kelsey has been interested in photography and the arts for a few years now.
Someone introduced me to Instagram, and I was looking through like the different kinds of pages, and I just found like pictures and photos of stuff, and it made me feel like taking stuff like that. And so I would use my phone and just take random pictures of like sceneries, or like I have this really cool picture of my cousin's eye, and it's just really pretty. On the weekends, I can't wait to come to school because I want to do art, or I want to work on the yearbook pages, or I want to cook and we made aprons in home ec. It's just like normal fabric that we got from like So Far North or something. I don't know where she got it. And my apron is adjustable, and there's a hook, so like if you want to hang it up, the adjustable strap won't like slide off and it won't like end up on the floor. So there's a hook, and there's a cuspuck pocket, and it's so the bigger part of the apron is a purplish color, and then it has flowers, and then the pocket is like blueberries. I wanted to like change it up.
Kelsey's interest in home economics, yearbook, and art class doesn't stay a private interest. Her creative passions prove useful in other pursuits like spirit club and cheerleading.
Next semester for home ec, I brought up an idea to Miss Thomas. Like, we sell bread for $15. We like made the ingredients ourselves and we cook them ourselves in the kitchen. And I brought up an idea to like make aprons and sell them for like $30 or something, because aprons are super fun to make, and I feel like anyone should be able to have one. Or, like, they're adjustable so they could fit anyone. And it's just, like, fundraising for the home ec class. I'm excited for cheer and basketball because the games are so exciting, and especially if, like, they're neck-to-neck or head-to-head or something, and the whole gym is just crazy, and, like, they're just trying to see who's going to win, and it's just, like, crazy and loud. And during cheer, we make, like, door posters or just, like, posters. And I'm excited for my senior night in cheer because that part is, I type something up and it's just, like, senior night is just something that seems really cool, and I can't wait for that to happen. And I feel like I'm gonna cry because it's my last year in cheer, and it was my second year, and I'm excited for that. So I'm in Spirit Club, and like, I guess being there and just supporting and supporting our Nanooks and just showing up is very supporting, I think, because, yeah. So when they're having like a break and they're talking to their team, someone starts, "Let's go Nanooks." And I that part just makes me so excited. So I'm like, I try to be as loud as I can, and I like stomp my feet onto the bleachers, and it's just so exciting to like be loud and proud about my team and not like the Nanooks. And I'm also like a cheerleader, so it's like normal for me to do, I guess.
And while the important act of showing up feels normal for Kelsey, she recognizes what it takes to get to this point. When asked what advice she'd give to a younger student, she said this.
Don't be afraid to try anything. Like, it's scary or it's hard to do, but you'll feel so much better after you do it, because I've tried things and I got so much, like, I feel so much prouder of myself. And like, if I didn't do something, I kind of regretted it after, because I actually wanted to do it. Just don't be scared to try new things or do something that you want to do.
For Caught Doing Something Good, I'm Karen Trope. If you know a student who is doing good in their community, feel free to contact us at cdsg@knom.org. or call us at 443-5221. Our theme music was composed by Mystery Mammal. Caught Doing Something Good. It's time to take the spotlight and shine it on the positive.